focus interventions are always going to be the heart of programming for students in classrooms on the autism spectrum. And those focus interventions, or EBPs, are very important to learn and understand. Often the decision to implement a comprehensive treatment model is made by a larger entity. Often a teacher in a classroom isn't making the decision that we are going to implement the STAR model or the Hannon model, but that decision usually comes by a school district or a special ed department head who wants to identify with a more unified program. There are multiple classrooms across the school district. They want something that has more common language or common practices, a common training protocol, so that evaluation of practices and teachers is easier across those settings. Usually, an individual teacher doesn't often have the freedom to decide whether they're going to use a comprehensive treatment model or focused interventions, but focused interventions will always be part of their practices, so spending time learning those is key. If a district decides to use a comprehensive treatment model, that typically requires that all of the staff receive training in that model. Usually it requires the support or guidance of the model developer or people who the model developer has trained. Usually there's more extensive training, there's specific materials that need to be adopted, purchased, and then some sort of ongoing consultation or coaching. Usually for teachers, I would say, invest your energy in learning these evidence-based practices and then follow the lead of your district or your colleagues if they have committed to a comprehensive treatment model, and you'll learn better how to integrate those evidence-based practices as part of this larger model.